It's the StoryCorps podcast. And on this episode, we'll hear about how a holiday tradition got started. This Christmas Eve, people all over the world will log on to the official Santa tracker and follow his progress on U.S. military radar. This all started in 1955 with a misprint in a Colorado Springs newspaper and a call to the secret hotline at the Continental Air Defense Command, which is now known as NORAD. The man who answered the phone was Colonel Harry Shoup. And his kids, Terry, Rick, and Pam, recently sat down for StoryCorps.
I remember two phones on his desk. One was this red phone. Only a four-star general at the Pentagon and my dad had the number.
This was the 50s. This was the Cold War, and he would have been the first one to know if there was an attack on the United States.
So, first couple of weeks of December in 1955, Dad was at the office, and the red phone rang. He answered it. This is Colonel Shoup. And then there was a small voice that just asked, is this Santa Claus?
Dad was very straight-laced, very disciplined.
He was annoyed.
He was upset.
He thought it was a joke.
Yeah, and so now the little voice is crying.
And Dad realized that it wasn't a joke. So he talked to him, ho-ho-ho'd, and asked if he had been a good boy, and may I talk to your mother? And the mother got on and said, you haven't seen the paper yet? There's a phone number to call Santa. It's in the Sears ad. Dad looked it up, and there it was, his red phone number. And they had children calling one after another. So he put a couple airmen on the phones to act like Santa Claus.
It got to be a big joke at the command center. You know, the old man's really flipped his lid this time. We're answering Santa calls.
The airmen had this big glass board with the United States on it and Canada, and when airplanes would come in, they would track them.
And Christmas Eve of 1955, when Dad walked in, there was a drawing of a sleigh with eight reindeer coming over the North Pole.
Dad said, what is that? They said, Colonel, we're sorry. We were just making a joke. Do you want us to take that down? Dad looked at it for a while, and next thing you know, Dad had called the radio station and had said, this is the commander at the Combat Alert Center, and we have an unidentified flying object. Why, it looks like a sleigh. Well, the radio stations would call him like every hour and say, where's Santa now? And later in life, he got letters from all over the world, people saying, thank you, Colonel, for having, you know, this sense of humor. And in his 90s, he would carry those letters around with him in a briefcase that had a lock on it, like it was top secret information. You know, he was an important guy, but this is the thing he's known for.
It was probably the thing he was proudest of.
Oh, I'm sure it was, yeah.
That's Terry Van Curen with her siblings Rick Shoup and Pamela Farrell. They're remembering their dad, Colonel Harry Shoup, in Castle Rock, Colorado. If you want to track Santa this Christmas, go to noradsanta.org. That's N like Nancy, O-R-A-D, santa.org. And if you visit StoryCorps.org, you can see the original newspaper ad that started the whole thing back in 1955, as well as a photo of Colonel Shoup. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.